The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At the time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And may the words of the Holy Gospel take root and grow in our hearts. Amen. This morning, yesterday, I went with the two sisters, Sister Regina and Sister Grace, to the flea market on 101. And I noticed two ladies approached them, and one of them said, "Oh, wow, I ain't never seen no Christian nun before." And Sister Regina, one of them, I don't remember which one, says, how did she know we were Christians? Well, but then one of them said, "Our crosses were inside." No, their cross was inside their sweater. But isn't it beautiful that it's the cross that marks us as Christians? During this season of Advent, we focus so much on the crib that we forget sometimes about the cross. But what was the reason that our Lord was laid in that manger? In fact, that wood of the manger kind of prefigures the wood of the cross. And so today, because I prepared my sermon for 9:30 Mass, not so much for this Mass, and at the 9:30 Mass, we have the signing of the catechumens and the candidates with the cross, I'd like to talk about the cross. We have the rite of acceptance at the 9:30. And so I focused on the symbol that is ours as Christians, that marks us, that claims us as Christians, of the cross. You know, it saddens me when I see people making the sign of the cross like this. You know, especially with the youth. I pay attention to how they make the sign of the cross, and I'm astounded that many of them still can't get it right. You know, sometimes it's from right to left, or sometimes it's from the head to the shoulder, and it's a triangle, not a cross. Sometimes it's a circle, sometimes it's a square. You know? The season of Advent is meant to call us to kind of slow things down and prepare for the coming of God. If we can't even make the cross, the sign of the cross, in a reverent way, you know, something so small, something so simple, and yet something so meaningful and powerful for us, well then, if we can't make the sign of the cross with respect like that, how can we improve in the other areas of our prayer life, of our spiritual life? I say let's begin with the sign of the cross. No, everything that we do as Christians should be done in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and marked by the sign of the cross. And when we make the sign of the cross, we should do so with utmost reverence, awareness, and love for what we are doing. So often it's just, something quick like that. Whereas we should take the time and really stop to be aware of what we're doing. We're signing ourselves in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You know, do it nice and calm. Make an act of love to Jesus who died on the cross for us. When we do so, it's an act of faith, the signing of ourselves with a cross. No, not only are we blessing ourselves or blessing other people, but it's an act of faith in Jesus who died on the cross for us. It's an act of love for that act of love that he did for us on the cross, and it's a mark of hope, knowing that by the cross we will reign with Christ in the glory of the resurrection in heaven. So often we take this thing, this sacramental for granted, and we're not really aware of what we're doing. We touch our foreheads, we touch our hearts, we touch our shoulders, asking God's blessing, protection upon us. I like to touch my forehead, my heart, my shoulders, and to go back to my heart as in honor of the five sacred wounds. No, if we do only the from head, heart, and shoulders, it's four. And yet if we go back to our heart, it's five. And how many are the wounds of our Lord? On the hands, on the feet, and his sacred heart. And so if you want, you can do that. Go back to your chest in honor of the five sacred wounds. Some people kiss. I know a lot of the Hispanics, they sign themselves like this. No, they make the sign of they make a cross with their thumb and index finger, and with that they sign themselves. And then as an act of reverence to the cross, they kiss the cross that they formed with their two fingers. And you can do that. What's important is that we know what we're doing, why we're doing it, and we don't take this great sign of our faith for granted. You know, how amazing it would be if instead of saying a bad word when somebody scares us when we jump, no, we made the sign of the cross. I know next Saturday I'm going skydiving, and I know exactly what I'm going to be doing before I jump out of that airplane. No? An act of contrition and many signs of the crosses, no? And confession beforehand. No? But the cross is something so powerful. At the rite this morning, and we have to go back to our own baptisms. At the rite this morning, the catechumens who were here, we signed them with the cross of Christ, saying, you belong to God. You are purchased by the blood of Christ on the cross, and you don't belong to the devil, but by the cross you belong to God. Even in the rite of baptism, the minister of baptism, what does he say? I claim you for Christ by the sign of his cross. And we trace the cross, the priest, the parents, and the godparents of the little baby trace the cross on their foreheads. No? A couple of days ago, I went to some people's house, and they said, Father, the house is haunted. No? And I told them, any time you feel an evil presence or some sort of presence, make the sign of the cross. Because when we make the sign of the cross, we're reminding ourselves and we're telling the devil or any evil spirit, hey, I don't belong to you. I belong to God. And you have no power over me because I'm marked by the sign of the cross. The problem with society today is they want to eliminate the cross. Go back to the war zones where there are Christians in the war zones. What do the people who are anti-Christians do? The first thing they do, they knock down the cross. They knock down any symbols of faith. They desecrate the church. But the first thing that they do most of the time, they destroy the cross, any crosses that stand. And when the Christians go back and claim that place, what's the first thing that we do? We raise high the cross, because that is the mark of our salvation. If you go to the public square, what happens? They want to eliminate the crucifixes. No? Back then, you know, I really enjoy watching horror movies. And if you remember the old horror movies, and this is a reflection of society today, if the vampire or the werewolf, if a cross was shown to them, what would they do? They would fall back in fright, right? Whereas in the horror movies today, if they even use the cross,
The good person will hold the cross like that, and the vampire or whoever just tosses it aside. And what a sad reflection of what our society has come to, where the cross can be easily knocked down like that. Brothers and sisters, we were claimed. We were claimed for Christ by the sign of his cross. May we never take this small act. No, sometimes it seems so insignificant because we do it so often. But really, do we realize that the devil trembles when we sign ourselves with the cross, when we are blessed with the sign of the cross? I'm sure, I hope many, all you parents are aware, you have the power to bless your children before you go to bed. No, and I know a lot of the Hispanic our Hispanic parishioners do this. No, persinan sus hijos antes que se vayan a dormir. Bless you, all of you parents and grandparents. Bless your children. You can bless them like this, huh? Because you have authority over them, or you can trace the cross on their foreheads like that. And that's your prayer for them. You're praying God's blessing and protection upon them. So, brothers and sisters, once again, may we never take the cross for granted. When we sign ourselves with this sacred sign, may we be truly aware, may we truly be aware that we belong to God. And if we belong to God, nothing, no one, nothing can harm us. Amen.